Atlanta is very good at kind of hiding our history, but often it's actually still there in plain sight. So a lot of the major thoroughfares that we use today in the metro area are still named for those river crossings that dated back to the 1800s. Some of the main ones, Johnson Ferry, Holcomb Bridge, Powers Ferry, Pacis Ferry, all roads that are in the city that we think about and drive on a regular basis, but don't really recognize that the origin of those roads were originally roads that led to the river and then ultimately allowed you to cross the river through either a ferry or a bridge, or even in some cases, fords, shallow places in the river that you could literally walk across.
What happened to these ferries and bridges? How come so many of these roads no longer lead to the things that are in their name?
Well, it comes down to the fact that now with automobiles, we really don't need all of those crossings. A lot of them were, again, small crossings. Obviously, you could never envision a ferry running across the Chattahoochee now. It's just too small of a river to need something like that. But back when these were first started, some are rather close together, but at the same time, you think about people walking or on horseback or in a carriage and needing a way to get across this, what at that time was a major impediment to traffic. And so you had these very small operations that served each specific community adjacent to it. And today, with Georgia 400 and I-285 and I-75 allowing you to fly over the river in literally seconds, the needs placed on those infrastructure has changed. And so while we still have some of those roads, there's very little need for the historic infrastructure.
What can these roads teach us about Atlanta's relationship with the Chattahoochee River?
Atlanta was a city founded by the railroads with very little relationship to the river. And it's only in the fact that it's grown so much and expanded and swallowed up the surrounding suburbs that it really has a direct relationship with the Chattahoochee. But all of these ferries and bridges are really telling of the relationship that existed between Atlanta and those far-flung outposts at the time. The patterns that you see emerge of this kind of density of crossings on the Northern Arc, and then far fewer crossings down in what was formerly Campbell County, ultimately became part of Fulton during the Depression, is a testament to the fact that this growth pattern towards the north has always existed. And so while Buckhead now runs all the way up to Sandy Springs and there's no break in the development, originally there were vast swaths of land, undeveloped land, farmland, even forests that ran miles and miles between Atlanta and cities like Roswell. But these roads, the Johnson Ferry or Powers Ferry or even Holcomb Bridge, are telling of the fact that there were routes between the city of Atlanta and those northern cities, what have ultimately become these bedroom communities in Atlanta 150 years later, that have always played a vital role in this connectivity in the region. And the road names kind of tell us of that.
Do any of these roads have particularly interesting stories that come with them?
It's particularly interesting with the case of Jones Bridge and Rogers Bridge, both up in northern Fulton County, that the old river crossings still do exist. They're old metal steel truss bridges from the early 1900s that you can go down into the state parks and see. And so there's a tangible link and this realization that this barrier of the Chattahoochee that now isn't much of a barrier, once involved major feats of engineering for their times. The concrete bridges that we have today aren't quite as fascinating as having to take a ferry across the river or taking one of these grand bridges that would have been quite impressive for their day for people who are from small towns and crossing and making that journey down to the city of Atlanta. So it becomes kind of a narrative of this old approach into the city of Atlanta, or even just crossing the river in general, that we lose now with modern day convenience of being able to cross the river wherever. At the same time, though, there are breaks in connectivity that exist today. And so the river, as much as it doesn't divide the city, it forms municipal barriers and boundaries. It forms much of the boundary of the city of Atlanta. And So even still, with this constant kind of flow of people over the river, it still serves as a boundary and does prevent direct interaction between certain sides and land on one side in the city of Atlanta versus in Sandy Springs or Cobb County, or even as you go down the river, Douglas County. There's such almost a stark contrast between something that's divided by just 100 feet of water.
In Atlanta, it seems like a lot of history has been forgotten. Why do you think it's worth remembering how these roads got their names?
Firstly, I think it's important for Atlantans to recognize the importance of the Chattahoochee River. Beyond providing just our water, it provides natural habitats for a lot of animals within the region. It also provides areas for recreation for many Atlantans. And there is a recognition that the river should be given a more important role. And Atlanta's looking at building parks along the river and reusing ex-industrial space to afford Atlantans the opportunity to access the river in new ways. But regarding the history, it's just one of those things that Atlantans tend to often take for granted. But if you stop and think about the longevity of this infrastructure, the fact that 150 years later, these names persist and are extrapolated and used in everyday Atlantan parlance almost, it's a subtle recognition of the people who helped Atlanta grow in its earliest days.